B-Pod Studios.
Oh, I got to go to the phones. Hold on.
Hello, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey!
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 Is this... Tony D'Amico!
Hey!
Where in the world have you been? It's been...
Well...
It's been forever!
Well, I've been still running a restaurant.
Stop! But what are you talking about? I haven't seen that restaurant open in ages.
Well, it's been open. I just the signage was repossessed.
The signage was repossessed.
There is such a law called the Chapter 13.
The Chapter 13.
Right.
Chapter 13. There's a law, Chapter 13. What? And they took your signs away. You're because you're bankrupt or something.
No.
That's Chapter 11.
Right.
What's Chapter 13?
It give you an opportunity to repay your creditors. And part of the agreement was they removed the signage, which has caused no small amount of confusion. Because, as you said, you thought the restaurant was closed.
I did. I thought it was closed. I saw nobody in the parking lot. The signs were all gone. I mean, it was there's the restaurant where it used to be. Where's Tony?
I will tell you without hesitation that business has been in the toilet.
Well, if you don't have any signs, you're not doing any advertising, you filed a Chapter 13, how are you supposed to earn a living doing that?
Right.
You can't run a business like that. I mean, do you have anybody that comes into your restaurant that knows you're open?
Oh, there's a couple of regulars. And the other thing that's been a real kick to the crotch is this smoking ban.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
as I speak to you right now,
yeah,
I'm talking to you on my disposable phone, sitting in my Tornado outside of my own restaurant where I can no longer smoke.
The business owner can't even smoke in your own restaurant. So you're sitting out in your car smoking.
I am now the only employee of Cape Craven Child.
Wait a second.
And I kid you not, I am sitting outside in my Tornado smoking because I can't smoke in my own restaurant.
So I take it you're out sitting in your car, the restaurant is open, there's nobody in there. You're not cooking anything or waiting on anybody right now.
I took care of one table, lovely German couple, known them for years.
Right.
They know what to do.
What, do they just leave the money on the counter and then just leave?
Right.
And meanwhile, they know you're out back smoking in your car.
Right. I always try to keep all the sunny side of the street, the positive side. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know me, long time.
But Tony, I've known you a long time, and you're at least a 3 or 4 pack a day smoker. You're probably spending more time in your car than you are actually in the restaurant.
Well, there's a little something I call the honor system. My problems aside, that's not why I'm calling.
Oh, okay. Let me just get this out. You are open.
Right.
It's all based on the honor system, just where you remember the place being, although there's no signs. Go on in there.
Well, I got it. Just there, I parked in the handicap spot, and you walk right by me on the way to the restaurant. I'll wave to you.
Right.
I keep the windows up. And it gets a little smoky, but I can't put them down because they broke.
But who cooks
the power windows went out 2 years ago.
But who cooks the food?
I try to make up a bunch of it in the morning.
A bunch of
but
chowder?
That's not why I'm calling.
Okay.
I'm not calling to tell you what the government is trying to do to the small businessman who can't even smoke in his own restaurant. That's not why I'm calling.
All right, why did you call, Tony, although it is great to hear from you?
Because even though, as you have heard today, I have been taken from, I still want to give back to the community.
Absolutely.
I view the government as different from the community because people are basically good.
Right. You've always said that.
Right.
Right. Well, so what's
the reason? I'm not looking for ch- cheap publicity for the restaurant. I am having a charity event at the restaurant this weekend.
You are?
Yes, and it's to benefit the breast cancer.
Wow, that's a fantastic... Has anybody in your family been hit with the breast cancer?
No, but I know a lot of people have, and they tend to show up to these fundraisers.
Right. Okay, so this weekend, a fundraiser at your restaurant for breast cancer.
Right.
Okay, I think that's great. Give me the details.
Okay. The name of the fundraiser is Cats for Tits.
Oh, hold it. First... You can't say that on the radio.
What?
You can't say on the radio.
That's a problem because that's the name of the whole promotion.
And where does tats come in? What is it? Something to tats for? You can't say that.
Tattoos.
So what's the deal? So you're involving tattoos? What? Explain, Tony. But be careful with the whole tats for that word because you can't say it.
Well, it's for breast cancer,
that's fine. You can say it's for breast cancer.
It's money for breast cancer.
Okay, that's fine. And it's gotten out, and everybody's heard that. Because you're calling it, I can't say.
Anybody that knows me knows I support breast cancer.
This is no surprise to anyone.
I'm a big believer in cancer.
Well, you're a big believer in stomping out cancer, right? You're not a big believer.
Listen.
What?
The fundraiser promotion.
Yes.
Will be going on both in the restaurant and in the parking lot.
Okay.
You can smoke in the parking lot.
Yes, you can smoke in the parking lot.
But the name of the promotion is Tats for T.
You can't say that word, Tony. You can't.
What?
It's just, in today's climate on the air, you can't say that word. You can talk about breast cancer all you want. You can't use that word.
Because I'm trying to help with the breast cancer.
That's fine.
I cannot say the name of the promotion. That's for
No, you can't say that. You can. I'm going to have to.
I have to beep you every time you
say it.
I come up with that myself.
And
it sounds. It sounds like toys for tots.
Yeah.
But see, it's tats for. See.
I know, but you can't say that second part of it. You can't. You can say tats for, but you can't say that part. The second part. They don't allow that on the radio, Tony. I can't promote the name of it. I can say go to Cape Crepe and Chowder for the fight, the fundraiser for breast cancer, but I can't.
All right, okay. How about this then?
What?
Needles for nipples.
You can't say that either.
But it's for the breast cancer.
You can say needles for, but you can't say that other part.
What?
The N-word there that you just used.
This isn't for colored people only, Stan. This is for everyone who has been affected by the cancer.
I'm saying you can't use the word.
You said N-word.
What does start
everybody,
with?
Why are you painting me as a racist?
I'm not, Tony. I'm not painting you as a racist.
As a matter of fact, the guy that's doing the tattoos, he's still soaking wet. He's such a wet Mac.
Look.
He calls himself Juan Diablo.
Can't you say...
He doesn't even speak English. Don't tell me I'm a bigot.
Nobody is called... Tony, I've known you for a long time. Haven't spoke to you in a long time. I thought you had moved away or died.
I got my restaurant open up, and I'm going to have some beater out here doing tattoos.
Look,
so don't tell me.
You can call this thing the Cape Crepe and Chowder... Fight for breast cancer. You can call
That's not pizzazz.
Tony D'Amico's.
That is not a tune you can dance to. Now you say tats for
Tony, I can't even let you say it now on the air. Every time you say this, I have to beep it out.
What are you beeping out?
Look, I've got about a minute with you.
I did not use the N-word.
I've got about one more minute with you, and I'm trying to explain to you. I'm not saying... You can't say You can't say it. You can't say You can't say it. Call it something else, and I'll promote the hell out of it for you.
Well, what will you call it?
I would call it Cape Crepe and Chowder's Fight for Breast Cancer. I'd call
how about,
it...
How about this?
What?
Art for
You can't say that either.
I can't say that.
You can't say
that. What can I say?
Look, I just told you what you could say. You can't say You can't say You can't say You can't.
And you know what else? I can't smoke in my own goddamn restaurant.
I gotta go now, Tony. When you think of a name, you know, call me.
Why don't you tell the people to come down?
Yes, when is it?
The Saturday.
What time?
Whatever, 10.
You don't
I haven't worked out all the details. I was just excited about the name. It's catchy.
Is anybody from, like, the American Cancer Society going to be there?
No. It'll be me and this Mexican.
I got to go.
Right.
When you have
hey,
all right, Tony. Hey,
no, best, one of the good ones there, Sam.
Best of luck to you on that thing, and I'm going to come out and see you on Saturday.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. On all afternoon.
The management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Uh-oh.
What hot. Are you getting the heat cups?
It's trying.
See, I know you don't like the heat cups.
I hate them.
And for anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time, when Haney gets the heat cups, it's not a drink of water. It's not holding your breath. He has them for probably a good 45 minutes nonstop.
It's very painful.
But it's very entertaining. Very entertaining.
I hope it's not happening. I think I can beat it.
All right. Look at him. Can't you take a shower?
What do you mean, man?
Jeez, look at you.
I'm all right.
You're not all right.
I got a little bit of taco sauce still on me, but I'm okay.
Man, last night was a great night.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Me and Dave kicked it to the extreme.
What'd you do?
Damn right.
Got a bunch of nachos tacos.
Yeah.
And Mexican pizza and a nachos Bel Grande.
Yeah.
Couple of chalupas.
Yeah. Damn right.
And watched El Camino.
Hell yeah.
Good. Why don't you clean up?
I haven't had a chance. You know what? I don't have no clothes, bro.
And I'm kind of with him on this. Why does Jesse Pinkman make it big and not Dave?
They're the same person. That's Dave on screen.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That was such a rad movie.
So that movie's out now?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
No.
I didn't know till he told me.
Yeah, I was scrolling around.
I didn't know.
Because he was getting ready to watch it illegally on his phone, and I said, well, wait a second. That's a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
So you're watching it
and then
illegally.
He says, wait, we can watch it legally. And I said, well, let's do it. Let's not break any laws.
You know, I wouldn't go around bragging about that. You're in enough trouble.
Stop it.
He hasn't done anything.
Just stop it.
Let me just say this. And I want to thank Dave.
You want to or you'd like to?
I do it with hesitation. But you and I had a nice time there at bike night. We got a nice pop from that crowd, didn't we?
We sure did, man. That was a lively crowd.
Got a nice pop, a lot of Stan and Haney listeners.
Oh, man.
You bikers out there, you know who you are. And
did you get any new turquoise jewelry?
I did not. You know who came out there?
Who?
Betty Ann.
Oh.
She was out there, asked about you. And we were... Here's the thing, and I was told, we're not even in season yet.
Yeah.
When we walked to the end of the bike night down the other end from the big stage
exactly.
and looked back down the street, it was wall-to-wall people.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what's it going to be like in season if that's just
gonna be
locals?
Nuts.
It's going to be out of control.
Yeah, because Dave was even telling me, they're local people. These are the locals.
I said, this is
the season isn't even down here.
Yeah.
And what they've remodeled it all down there.
It's beautiful down there.
Man, I should have gone. I didn't know Betty Ann was going to be there.
Yeah, she was there.
And I understand those guys look just like ZZ Top.
They do.
They sure do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know what?
Just like them.
They look more and more. There's bike night.
Yep.
Look at that. Yeah. That was, man, I love bike night.
And that is a local crowd, man. That was awesome to see.
I love bike night. That is, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm an old man. Not,
You'd never know what to look
at.
Well,
I'll tell you my secret later. But here's the thing about bike night. You had the Buddha thing on Friday.
Yep.
I'm getting too old for indoor
late
concerts.
Late night rock shows. I got it.
Went to Taco Fest.
Yeah.
We had a nice
yesterday.
Time there.
Absolutely.
But I'm saying to myself, I'm out in the sun. It's affecting me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll do bike nights anytime they come around because it's
absolutely.
At night. It's the temperature's down. You got good Stan and Haney and K-Rock people
absolutely.
Out there. Loved every minute of it.
It was awesome, man.
And people at Cape Coral, they do it upright, and the people come out there, and it was a load of fun.
And the whole revitalization's awesome.
How many miles did you walk that night?
I should have checked. I can probably check.
I thought you never went anywhere without your Fitbit, and you bragged in Vegas that you walked like 14 miles a day.
Oh, I did 14 one day in Vegas.
So I wonder how much you walked at bike night.
I don't even know if I had my watch on. Let me just look. I don't think I walked 14 miles.
No.
I'll tell you that. But
maybe two.
Oh, I had to have walked more than 2 miles.
The full day.
The full day. Here, activity. Hold on.
Isn't that what you got that thing for?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me see what, hold on a second. Okay. Today I've already walked a mile. but that doesn't got. What day was that? That was Saturday.
Saturday.
Night. I understand it was night, Dave.
That means PM.
Yeah. I gotta go. I gotta go earlier. Hold on. Saturday. That was the 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Hold on. Here it is. Oh, I didn't walk that far.
Yeah, I don't think we,
about a mile and a half.
Yeah.
But see, there's where my... I went to bike night at 6 o'clock. There's my peaks.
Oh, right, look
after,
at you, yeah.
After 6.
Yep.
Really? I really started
Yeah, I do.
Then,
I do the same thing with my internet usage, like to see where it peaks.
Yeah. By the way,
if I've walked 2 miles, it's a mistake.
By the way... And I'm gonna prep you guys for the grab bag. I did some searching because I had a big victory on Friday by driving Shepard Smith off of Fox TV.
It had to happen, and you know what? People were more than willing to let you be the bad guy.
Yep. So I wanted to go for the grab bag because they were going to talk about Shepard Smith leaving the Fox News.
I'm just glad he's gone because it was so awkward to have all of the Fox people talk about how yes. great he was.
He was a good reporter.
Yep.
But I got the story and his comments about leaving his final newscast. I said, is there any footage out there on YouTube from his days in Fort Myers? So we could use a little example of, here he is at NBC2.
Good old Shemp.
Couldn't find any. But what I did find, and it was done within the past year, I can't wait to play it. It was a segment called My Big Break that I don't know if Fox did or whatever it was. And there's a segment in there where he talked about how his first job was in Panama City. And that he worked there for a year. And then...
his big break.
He got a job in Fort Myers.
That's his big break?
And you'll hear the clip of him talking about it. He said, I worked in Fort Myers, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I did reporting. I did weekend anchoring. And I... not saying anything bad about the place, but nobody liked me. I'll have it coming up for you in a little bit.
You know what? We are a weird market that way.
Yeah.
Because they've, without naming names, they bring in people from out of town that they are just in love with.
Yeah.
And Fort Myers says, nope, not for us.
That's him in Panama City.
Oh, geez. He has really got the local haircut
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, he had the 80s wig head. I'll play it for you when we come back. What a mess. Good riddance.
Indeed.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour, we'll play one of the easiest games we have. Stan's Reverse Name That Tune. We're also going to go into the Wayback Machine later on today. But we got to put out a fire.
Which one?
There's several blazes going. But apparently, the new digital program director...
freshly minted.
Freshly minted is all up in arms.
That we're not allowed to make fun of Shepard Smith?
No. is all up in arms.
There he is.
All up in arms that we started an Instagram account without telling him.
He was right here. He was in the room when you announced it.
Yeah. Put some headphones on.
What do you do? If you can interrupt the show, have something to say.
Yeah, put some damn headphones on. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right.
He won't put the headphones on. It'll mess his hair up.
Oh, come on. Are you? What's the matter? What's going on here?
It's too loud for me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He has a complete disregard for radio. It's all about digital, so don't worry about it, Dan.
But he is a program director.
Can I tell you, last week he came in with breaking news.
What?
That he wanted to let us all know that the Van Halen has cancer.
Yeah.
What?
The Van Halen. He thinks Van Halen's one person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the guy who didn't know who Cher was.
Yep. And
do you know who Cher is now?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little embarrassed?
Not really.
Do you know who Mr. Halen is now?
I do.
No, that's the Van Halen.
The Van Halen. You're upset that we started an Instagram account?
Yeah, no one told me anything.
Well, what do you need to know?
Yeah, what do you need to know?
Well, I don't even know
how to use it yet.
Yeah, what do we do with it now? Because Stan just started it willy-nilly.
Yeah, well, I figured out how to put pictures. I put two pictures on.
Of what?
I put a picture of us at the wedding, and I put a picture of the hammerhead shark.
Nice. Is that good practices?
It is.
Yeah, okay. And in 10 minutes since we started that damn Instagram account, 10 minutes.
We had like, what,
290, 60-something listeners. Or
60 or 200?
I don't know.
I think it was 200.
We're in the 200s. How many we got on there, Rob?
238.
238. In just mentioning it in one break.
So I wanted to ask you a question because you're all things digital. You could give a rat's ass about the radio.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How long do you think it'll be before they just remove the towers and transmitters?
I've already suggested it. Because without this, you don't have anything. Do you realize that? Do you, Marvin, realize that?
You're not going to go into the we pay your salary business.
Oh, no, no. No, I'm not. Although we do because they're just still trying to get their footing. But we've got an Instagram account. What more? I thought you would encourage it. Brad Beasley, the market director, comes in and tells me, hey, man, don't you have an Instagram account? I said, well, you know what? What the hell? I'll start one.
No, but listen to
what,
this.
What? What? What?
You got
Jesus.
What? Jeez. See, look at this. This crapola.
No, I'm going to tell you some good news.
What?
You got other markets trying to copy what you're doing.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why? We're horrible. We're told that constantly.
Yeah.
We should just
fold up our tents and go home. What?
Nah, the Riff stole your podcast idea.
Who?
The Riff.
Well, I don't even know what the hell that is. A reggae station? What is that?
That's the home of Dave and Chuck.
Oh, well, you know what?
I'll tell you.
Don't say it.
I'll tell you right now.
Don't do it, please.
I want to.
But don't.
Somebody told them to do it. They said, look at this. Because, you know, a little old Fort Myers and Stan and Haney doing all that stuff.
We get credit for nothing.
And we get
and blame
for
everything.
And then they're going to go and congratulations to Dave and Chuck for making their podcast available. Come on. Oh, did I hear you have a challenge for us?
Oh,
What's the challenge?
Hit 10,000 by the end of the week.
I don't have 10,000 on Facebook.
You know what I want to know?
I'll cut you guys some slack if you get 10,000.
What kind of slack is that? What, you'll cut a slack? Oh, I'm getting mad.
He's the digital programmer.
I
want to know if it's true or not, Marvin. Did you catch someone from a rival radio station surveilling us over the weekend?
You did?
I did.
What? No, really?
And what did you do?
Tell him to leave?
Nothing.
You didn't do anything.
He didn't even say that.
He didn't even say that. He did nothing.
I know you got to have thoughts in your head of what you'd like to do.
I mean.
Well, let's hear some of those.
Yeah, no.
Would you call them names?
Nope. You can't get down to their level. That's all I'm going to say.
You can't. Haney and I have for years. It can be fun. Look, I'll, how about if we get to 1,000?
We were being surveilled.
Haney, who was surveilling us and where were we being surveilled?
At the Taco Fest. Dennis. Okay. Isn't that his name?
Who?
Yep.
He doesn't want to say
he
his name.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
But what? No,
he's Roz's butt boy.
Oh, this is really...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah. That's... You're kidding.
No, Marvin spotted him.
Are you serious?
Him.
What, was he there just to stir up stuff? What was he there for?
No, he was taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
But he had no business being there.
Correct.
So evidently we must be doing something
doing some
they
damage.
Need to study.
We're doing damage.
Yeah, well,
they're
no.
Scared.
You know what? Yeah.
Because they don't have a Dave. Damn
admit
right.
that. They don't have a Dave. Admit it.
Come on, bro.
I guess.
Damn right.
All right.
Marvin, did you watch the show Breaking Bad?
Nope.
Never.
Never.
What the?
So you wouldn't understand any references to that?
Nope.
Oh, man.
So.
This is so hard.
The Van Halen, he doesn't know who Cher is.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of Cher, but
who is?
Just to be culturally literate, right. You know who that is. What goes on in your world? Who are people that you know that are stars? What
that we maybe we wouldn't know.
What TV do you... I don't even care if we would know.
I bet you he doesn't watch TV.
I do not. It's yeah. on Netflix.
He's
Then what about... We watched El Camino on Netflix last night. Do you know what that is?
I've never watched it, but I know what it is, yes.
All right.
Okay, tell me what it is.
I don't know.
Then why did you lie?
All right, so you watched
it. You just looked at me and lied.
Wait a second. You watch Netflix. What's your favorite show on Netflix?
Designated Survivor. That's what I've been watching.
What is that?
Designated Survivor, the failed Kiefer Sutherland show.
That has gotten... They put it on Netflix. I... watched the first season when it was on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, workable.
That's no 24.
They switched it over to Netflix, and it is the most left-wing lib. Everything is bad. You got to let the flowers grow, tear down all the gas refineries, and everything that is bad that the Republicans do.
So you didn't watch it on network. You watch it on Netflix.
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
So after it went bad.
Right. Because I think in Kiefer Sutherland's administration, A, there isn't a white guy there. There's a black guy, a transgender, a cross-dresser, and they're all in his cabinet. And then
Jack Bauer?
Yeah, and his wife calls the shots.
Is that accurate, Marvin? I
pretty close,
seen it.
Aren't I?
It is, yeah.
And you enjoy that.
All right, we gotta move on.
Name me five of the biggest stars right now, Marvin.
Yeah, who are the five biggest stars?
That shouldn't
out there?
Be difficult.
Oof. Who is? Let's put it easier. Who is getting the most clicks in the celebrity world right now?
Shawn Mendes.
Who's that?
I don't know. Rob, you know who Shawn Mendes is?
It's top 40.
Okay, so we got Shawn Mendes. Don't know who that is.
Number two?
BTS.
What's that?
It's a cake pop band.
Bachman Turner Syndicate?
Yeah,
is Randy Bachman back?
And number three?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Oh, F her.
I heard that she's on the way out.
Isn't she on the way out?
Nope.
Who's the chick with the new number one song?
That's her.
Cardi. No, the other one. There's another one that was number one for a long time.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
No, not Minaj.
Oh, Billie Eilish. God.
Who?
Billie Eilish.
No, it's a woman.
I thought it was Eilish.
Or Eilish.
Which one is it, Marvin?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Billie Eilish or Eilish?
Eilish, I guess.
Jeez.
I gotta...
What do you listen to when you're alone, like in your car or at your home?
Yeah.
Like your favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song, but top 40. I'm not going to name the station.
Well, he listens to the B.
Yeah.
Correct.
For fun?
Yeah. That's what most people his age do.
No, I mean, that's his job.
What? No, he likes the music.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't care where you work, and they can play the best music ever. If you work there, that's the last thing you want to hear. You have to go out. Disc jockeys are sick people because we go out and find stuff that nobody else would ever listen to so we can have something that's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to understand your product.
Do you understand our product?
Do you understand A, K-Rock's product, and B, the Stan and Haney product?
A little bit better. I'm getting better at it every day.
Were you at bike night?
I was not.
He was at the Buddha, though.
You were at the Buddha?
Correct.
Did it frighten you?
Not really.
Dave the Waterman said you did nothing.
Is it true? Is it true, without naming names, that a band demanded that the Buddha be smoke-free because they don't like it?
Correct.
That is the pussification of rock and roll right there.
Oh, yeah.
The day you can't smoke in the Buddha, it's the Buddha, man.
Damn right.
You shut up.
What kind of rock band does that?
I heard that at bike night. That they had to take off because the Buddha's got ashtrays in every table. They had to collect them.
That's crazy. What's wrong with people?
Hey, look, I don't know. We're in a different world.
That is not rock and roll.
We're in a different world.
Well, you can't blame everything on Irma.
Yeah. Dorian also has it. And we'll get to 1,000.
5,000. By Friday.
5,000.
On what?
On Instagram. There's not 5,000 that listen to us that even know what Instagram is.
All right. Oh, if that's the case, we need some big-chested women.
Yeah.
That's the only way we'll get there. Yep.
Put some big... That's how.
Although these days, this generation, they like the ass implants more than the breasts.
Yep.
Well, you guys just went up 50 followers.
Huh?
You went up 50 followers.
Of course we did! Of course we did, Marvin.
And that's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it means more clicks. Somebody's getting a bonus, not me.
Oh, damn, man.
Stan, let me ask you this. How many clicks does it take to get to Marvin's salary?
a lot of clicks. A lot. Let's put it less than to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop. I'll tell you that. Marvin, thank you.
If that dentist messes with you again, you let us know, okay?
Let me ask you, and with this dentist.
He's the same guy that tried to pull the van in front of the water.
Oh, that guy. Let me ask you this. Does he badmouth you to your face out there? Yeah. Did you go and walk up to him and say, hey, what are you doing here?
Nope.
So you just saw him there.
And allowed him to do whatever he wanted.
No, sir.
It's a perfect space.
What?
It's a space.
A pissy? What?
I can't even pronounce the word right
It's
now.
A public space. Correct. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But didn't we, as Beasley Beasley Media Group, didn't we...
Yeah, the Beasley Clickbait Farm.
Yep. Didn't we have that space reserved for us that day? Beasley was the sponsor. It's almost like we rented out the park for that day, correct? Then we can kick out whomever we want, correct? Now, if it was a regular day and somebody wanted to go out and have a picnic out there and you went up to him and said, get the hell out. No, this is public space. But we had that. That was our spot.
All you had to do was find that scruffy looking guy from the Bee. The guy from California, have him go up to Dennis, shake his hand, and as Dennis is not paying attention, the guy will plant some weed on him. You call a cop, and out he
Bingo.
Goes.
Bingo. Hey, it can be done.
And when weed gets legal, we'll have to go to harder drugs.
Yep. Like your smack.
Yep. Whatever it takes. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Marvin.
You got to go old school sometimes.
We'll take a break.
Grab bag?
We'll do the grab bag when we come back. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, I was trying to come up with that name while Marvin was in here, the new big top 40 star. I had to ask my wife.
Yeah, I said she would know.
Yeah, because she was telling me that this is the next big thing out there and that she was going to overtake Cardi B. It's this female singer, Lizzo. Lizzo.
Lizzie?
L-I-Z-Z-O. And for like weeks had the number one hit. And they said, the Cardi B's passe now that it's Lizzo.
Oh, boy, she's pretty.
Yeah, look at that, right? Yeah, Stan. I don't know if we can play her song because we don't have the edited version.
No, I don't.
And it is, I don't know how she can be a star because it sounds so bad, so bad.
Stan.
Oh,
jeez.
God.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Matt Mangus.
Yeah.
And I believe what he tells me.
I do, too.
And we were talking about what the hell is wrong with rock when you have a rock band saying, oh, I can't take the smoke.
Yeah, he was there.
And I was so incensed by that.
It's different times.
And that's what he said.
It's a whole different world out there. This ain't that when we were growing up having a good time in the 70s and 80s.
I need just a couple of minutes of your time. Otherwise, I'm going to have to leave and take a mental health day.
All right, go ahead.
Or I can just play this song.
All right. And then we got the grab bag coming up here, so I don't want to miss it.
I know. And this, according to Matt Mangus, is dedicated to me.
Okay.
And they sure don't look like cowboy boots. And that ain't rock and roll you're playing. And it sure ain't country or rhythm and blues.
Uh-uh.
You're singing a song about making love to your drummer. Well, gay guitar pickers don't turn me on.
That's what I keep telling you.
Time before.
I try to tell you.
Have pity on a dinosaur.
Give us our hat. Excuse me, man, but where's the door?
Manga says I'm the last one standing, Stan.
There's a few of us still around, buddy.
This old hangout. We get stoned at the jukebox and stay out of fights.
You heard about Pop's Chambers passing away, right?
Light a little smoke in the truck.
88.
Back.
Full life.
Yep.
Then little old Jim Beam and we get right. And you know these
flashing lights.
All of our ears now.
It looks like they've turned the Longhorn into a spaceship.
And I'll be leaving just as soon as I finish this beer.
Cause you see, I'm a dinosaur. Should have died out a long time before. There's a whole give us our hats, excuse me, man, but where is the door? Get us our hats.
You did, Junior.
Excuse me, man, where's the door?
That's the truth. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. It was a long night for me last night because the race for the pennant in the American League is going on. My Yankees against the Houston Astros. First two games on the road in Houston. Yankees take game one, 7-0. That gives them home field. I was hoping for a split. We got the split because the Yankees were winning in game two. Went 11 innings.
What is the Yankees' payroll compared to Houston's?
Pretty close.
So Houston spends a lot of money?
Houston won a couple of more games than the Yankees did, and they got Verlander pitching for them. They've got one of the premier teams in baseball.
Is Verlander the one that married Kate Upton?
Yes. Pitched a gem last night, but left in a 2-2 tie. And so it's getting later and later. They're going to extra innings. If the Yankees can go and take two in Houston, we got it wrapped up for tomorrow when they go to Yankee Stadium. I'm like, it's 2-2, man, and we're in the 11th. And, oh, let me go to bed angry.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Go back to New York. They got a day game tomorrow at the stadium.
Some great college football over there.
There were some great college football upsets, and I love college football. I love it so much better than the NFL.
Did you see Tua broke the record there at Alabama? And Joe Burrow for LSU versus Florida?
Yeah, man.
I think he missed one pass. He was like 23 or 24 or something.
Marquee game. Even Trump was doing his rally in Louisiana and said, please, go out and vote before you go to the game.
Yep. And got him out there to vote in that runoff.
And it
Mission
worked.
Accomplished.
Yep. Today is Columbus Day. Also,
Are we allowed to say that anymore?
You can say it as long as you include Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, come on.
Columbus Day.
Today is Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day!
Land ho!
I'm sailing away.
National Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
And the thing is, the kids have it off from school today, not because it's Columbus Day, because it's like a teacher in service day.
Why? I have no problem with Indigenous people.
Neither do I.
Being recognized. But don't do it on Columbus Day.
Well.
Don't do it.
It gets a lot of people mad in New York, I'll tell you that. Oh! Like to welcome a new sponsor to the show.
You're talking about certain people that could almost be called Knights of Columbus.
Yes, sir. Like to welcome a new sponsor to the show.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, don't you?
Yeah, you're
sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. What do? Drink a cup of coffee? Drink a soda? Well, now you can get rid of that 2:30 feeling for more than 3 weeks with new 500-Hour Energy.
Ooh, awesome!
500-Hour Energy has the caffeine of 3 cups of strong coffee and the sugar of 10 dozen donuts. So not only will you have the energy to get through your workday, you'll have enough energy to go without sleeping for weeks.
No, honey, just come to bed.
I'm not tired. I'm going to do the dishes, then I'm going to pick up the living room.
Hey, who needs sleep anyway?
The flies, they're all over me.
500-Hour Energy. Non-stop energy now. No 2:30 feeling for over 3 weeks.
Look at all the pretty colors.
500-Hour Energy.
Yeah, Dave, you remember when we were all messed up on that?
Yeah, man. Every day.
But one day ran right into the other.
Yeah, but you went off-brand.
Yeah, I started going even cheaper. Real cheap stuff.
All you looked for, you didn't even care what was in it, just what's the shape of the bottle.
Exactly.
That must be it.
Yep.
And that's like $3 cheaper.
Yeah, it's like somebody made it in their bathtub.
Friday, Shemp Smith went on the Fox News Network and said this.
A lot of drama.
So recently, I asked the company to allow me to leave Fox News. After requesting that I stay, they obliged. Under our agreement, I won't be reporting elsewhere, at least in the near future. This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today, and over the decades, it's been an honor and my pleasure. even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day.
Enough.
That the truth will always matter.
Enough.
That journalism and journalists will thrive. I'm Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
Fox News.
Good riddance. Good
riddance. If I thought you believed that, Shep.
Yeah. Now, I told you, I like to take credit for Haney drove Pete Scovel out of Fort Myers. I like to take credit that I drove Shemp Smith out of Fort Myers. He was a reporter slash anchor at Channel 2 in the early to mid-90s. And we let it be known on Southwest Florida Radio, we didn't take too kindly to him. And all these years later, he still remembers it.
So I had finished at Ole Miss, didn't graduate, got a job, got out, went to work, and I was like 6 hours short, 2 credits. Mom, I'll eventually get it done. It's not important. I went to Panama City, where thankfully Joe Moore was kind enough to give me a job that lasted 365 days. Then I went to Fort Myers for a couple years, 3 years, something like that. And I'd been reporting and doing a little bit of weekend anchoring, and it was abundantly clear to me, and I don't mean this harshly, everything is subjective, they don't like me there. They didn't, and I liked them, they didn't like me. It was time to move on. I couldn't get a job. Nobody would hire me.
Well done,
yeah,
Stan.
Thank you. Thank you, Haney.
You did. You stuck with him.
I'm telling you, back in those days.
For him to go out of his way to say that.
Yes.
I liked them. They didn't like me.
No, nobody liked you here, and I made sure of it.
You're a big part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, here.
Hear that. That's amazing.
Hear that again.
The impact that you have.
Yep, I did this.
So I had finished at Ole Miss, didn't graduate, got a job, got out, went to work, and I was like 6 hours short, 2 credits. Mom, I'll eventually get it done. It's not important. I went to Panama City, where thankfully Joe Moore was kind enough to give me a job that lasted 365 days. Then I went to Fort Myers for a couple years, 3 years, something like that, and I'd been reporting and doing a little bit of weekend anchoring, and it was abundantly clear to me, and I don't mean this harshly, everything is subjective, they don't like me there. They didn't, and I liked them, they didn't like me.
Well,
it was time to move on.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a job. Nobody would hire me.
That's right.
Well, that's because Stan made it abundantly clear. Yeah. Well, I don't. But Stan pointed out your flaws, of which there
That's
are
right.
many.
That's where I gave him the name Shemp, because he did the news like a stooge.
Why didn't they like me?
Yeah, I like them. Haney, we love this song, and everybody remembers, well, if you're of a certain age, certainly the people that listen to Lizzie and Cardi B don't know this. But there was a song in the late 40s that kind of described it all.
Hey, bud, you got a spud?
No, fool, but I got a cool.
Now, I'm a fella with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a fella that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Yeah!
Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just got to have another cigarette.
Well, I guess with all the vape thing going on right now, they've revised it.
Well, I'm an easy-going kind of bloke. The only cool thing I don't do is smoke, so I thought I'd just man up and give it a try. But tobacco stinks and it makes you sick, so an e-cigarette should do the trick, and I went to the store to find me one to buy. At the 7-Eleven down the block, they keep those things behind 3 locks. What's up with that, man? Why all the fuss? My friends all said these things are great, and my doctor told me it were safe, kind of similar to sucking the muffler on a bus.
vape, ooh, that is nice.
Yeah.
Puff, let's kill ourselves on pumpkin spice.
Let's go breathe some messed up air. I'll meet you in intensive care, cause there's
lots of fun to smoke e-cigarettes.
You want to know how strong big tobacco really is?
They're still strong.
This vape crisis?
Yeah.
It's all fake. The people getting sick from this...
Third party in putting stuff in it.
...were ordering THC marijuana pods from effing China. Off-brand.
Yep.
And that's what caused people to be so ill.
Yep.
Not surprising.
Yep.
Because anytime we get something from China, pet food, drywall, it takes a couple of years, but you realize they're poisoning us.
Yep.
And you wonder in this day and age where everybody's talking about the opioid crisis. Yeah, you got heroin coming over the border from Mexico. Big problem. Bigger problem? The mail from China sending fentanyl.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The Chinese are not your friend.
Never have been.
You hear me, Biden?
Hats off.
Do you hear about Hunter?
Yes. He's stepping down.
Well, he's going to be on Good Morning America
tomorrow.
Yes,
to explain himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because we can't have people going, where's Hunter?
Yeah. So go someplace safe where they're not going to ambush you and say whatever you want.
I would say, and I don't know if you'll back me up on this or not, Hunter Biden is such a spectacular F-up. If you were to enter a contest with Dave on one side and Hunter on the other, Dave would not be the biggest F-up in that room.
It depends. On a large, grand scale, Hunter is. It's the little things.
What do you mean, the little things? Hunter got caught with a crack pipe in his rental car on his way to rehab.
That's a pretty big thing. Dave.
Hunter had his daddy pull strings to get him into the Navy at 42 and got kicked out for crack. Then he starts banging his dead brother's wife.
Those are the big things. Dave, on the other hand, Stan would get caught with a crack pipe because Dave left the crack pipe in the rental car Stan had.
Come on.
Nah, I stand by that, Dave. Hunter Biden is a much bigger F-up than
bro,
you ever will.
I would throw it out immediately.
Right on.
Hats off to Saturday Night Live, and I don't say that often.
I'm perplexed. I don't know what you're talking about.
They did that film thing of the Joker parody with the Sesame Street. And did it with the official trailer thing and did one on Oscar the Grouch, much like they do, and it was filmed so well. There, you see it right here.
You like trash so much, why don't you live in it?
Why don't you fight me?
Damn, Oscar, why are you such a grouch, man?
Sunny day.
From director Todd Phillips.
Sweep in the clouds away.
And the writer of P is for Potty.
On my way.
Would you do me one favor? Would you call me the Grouch?
Brought to you by the letter R. Scram!
It goes much longer than that.
A rare hit.
We'll have it up there for you. It is so good. And they live in not Gotham, but they live in a Muppetville.
Sesame Street.
Yep.
And now, you have seen the Joker movie.
Yes.
Did they capture the 100%, essence?
100%. 100%.
Bernie.
We'll have it up there for you to see. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. This is so easy. Reverse, name that tune.
Now, if you haven't heard it before, you're probably going to think, oh, that's really difficult. It's easier.
Yep.
It's easier than when you hear the song straight.
We got some classic rock songs for you that you all know and love. We're going to play a segment of it in reverse.
Unless you're Marvin, then you got no idea.
Right, and then he... Oh, I'd like to have Marvin sitting here. Name it, Marvin.
He can't.
He couldn't. We'll play it when we come back later on today. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine, but we're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. In about 30 minutes, we'll get your first look at traffic, news, headlines.
Hold on a second. What? Can you see the future?
I can. Because it's there now, but we'll get an update for you, and I'll read it.
I never thought about it, but you've been doing this for decades.
Yep.
And you seem to know what's going to happen before it happens.
Well, sometimes I don't, because sometimes whoever's at traffic falls asleep.
Oh.
So I can say traffic coming up, and then I'm going to have to break the news to you. I don't have traffic, but I think we're going to have traffic.
Look at that hard rock.
Yeah, that a couple of people were killed, and they were remodeling, and the whole thing came tumbling down.
Were they remodeling? Did they have?
Yeah,
one
I
there?
Guess they're. Yeah, they were remodeling a building.
It's in New Orleans, and they were building a new Hard Rock.
Yes,
and it collapsed.
And it was they were renovating an existing building, and it collapsed. And people died.
How does that happen? In
I
this
don't
day
know.
And
look,
age?
look.
You see that, Dave?
Man.
And if you look on the video, Whoa. You can see people running underneath there.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, that's got to be some major incompetence for that to happen.
And it's the scaffolding and the crane and.
You know what? We pay a price for those no-show jobs.
Yep. Let's give you a chance to win right now. It is so easy to win this game. And the first correct answer, if you haven't won anything in the last 60 days, will get the prize. It's called Stan's Reverse Name That Tune. I'm going to play you a segment of a classic rock song, but it'll be in reverse.
Do you want a theme song for it?
Sure. It is easy. I need the band or artist and the name of the song. If you answer correctly, you'll have your choice of the prizes that we have available. I got a pair of tickets to the Cape Coral Oktoberfest going on at the German American Social Club. Love that when it's there. It goes October 18th through the 20th and then again on the 25th through the 27th. Got a pair of tickets to that. Last pair of tickets to Busch Gardens' Hollow Scream going on now through November 2nd at Busch Gardens Tampa. And I have $50 to the pewter mug. Your job, it's simple. I'm going to play a classic rock song in reverse. A piece of it. Your job, the artist, the song. Let's see how this works. Here is cut number one. Name this classic rock song. It's in reverse. Shouldn't be that hard. Name it. That stumped you? You never get stumped.
I might have an idea
277,
who the band is, but I can't make that out.
277-9600. You want to hear it one more time? Here.
I don't know if it'll help.
Yeah, one more.
Name the artist and the song. Not a clue. This one was tougher than I thought.
I mean, I could blurt something out, but I'm not going to.
No, let's go to the phones. I'm sure somebody will get it. Ahoy, who's this?
Chuck.
Chuck, can you name it?
Yeah, it's 38 Special, Caught Up in You.
Oh,
it sure is.
Oh,
nice job.
Why would
nice
I blank on that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Chuck, what do you want?
I'm doing Oktoberfest tickets.
You're going to Oktoberfest. Hold the line.
I can't believe I missed that.
Damn, Haney.
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it? That's how the game's played.
You stumped me.
Oktoberfest gone for today. I got Hollow Scream Pewter Mug. As we go to...
That may be a first.
Yeah. Number two. Here's number two. Your job. Name the artist and the song.
There's a little bit more of your speed.
Right away.
Yep.
Dave, you a little stumped on that one?
Yeah, I am.
You are.
Yeah.
Can
you give me another spin?
That was a.
I mean,
dead,
I kind of
dead giveaway on that one. That one's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Classic rock.
Can't believe that one comes to me right away. The other one just stumped the hell out of me.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Norm.
Norm?
Yep.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You think you can name it?
Yes, it's Let It Roll by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Come on.
You got the idea of it.
It's that. Yeah.
Rolling down the highway.
Rolling down the highway, right.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Right.
What would you like?
Okay, pewter mug?
I do have pewter mug. Hold on.
All right.
See, you didn't get that, Dave.
No, I didn't.
The great Randy Bachman.
Yep. All right, here we go. We have Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We have Pewter Mug. Here it is in reverse. Name this classic rock song and the band. Oh, you know that, Dave, don't you? You know?
I know the song, but
your brain is so scrambled. Eggs.
No.
Like an egg yolk?
But I can't see. I can't play the game, so I can't.
You take that. You take that egg yolk. Take the white, and then you switch it around, and you scramble it up.
Yeah.
Because even a monkey would be able to guess that.
I don't know that that's true.
Watch
maybe a higher primate, but not a little like a capuchin.
Yeah, but a chimpanzee or
your
orangutan.
Higher primate,
Yeah. Ahoy, who's
Bonaboo?
Ahoy, who's this?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you? Were you at Mike Night on Saturday night?
No.
Oh, it sounded like it would have been your kind of place.
I bet she would have had fun.
You would have had a blast. Yeah. Can you name
we
it?
The Haunted Hayride.
All right.
Bad Company, Bad Company.
You're wrong on part of that. Sorry. You're wrong on part of that. I won't tell you what part you're wrong on, but you were wrong. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Joe Cape Coral.
Hi, Joe Cape Coral. Were you at Bike Night Saturday night?
No, I was not.
Oh, that would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, you would have had a good time.
You would have had a blast. Can you name it?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's Bad Company.
Bad Company, Bad, no.
Same answer as the previous one.
Yeah, and that's why he would have loved Bike Night.
Oh, yeah.
277-9600.
Did you snort?
I did. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, look, ahoy. Hey, get me off any kind of speaker. Am I on a speakerphone or anything?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Jim Bonita, is it Bad Company? Bad Company, Rocksteady?
No, it's not. I might have to give this one to Haney and move on to another one. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, did you go to Bike Night in Cape Coral on Saturday night?
No, I didn't, and I was going to say Ahoy, Stan.
Ahoy. Who's this?
Yes, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. You would have loved Bike Night, right up your alley.
You would have had
you
a good time.
So, huh?
I know.
You would have had a blast. Yeah. You got me so wrong.
Can you name it?
It's Bad Company. Oh, my God. It's between 1 and 2. Can't get enough.
No.
Tammy, what are you saying? You don't like hand-stitched leather goods
yeah.
and turquoise jewelry? Come on.
They had a lot of stuff out there.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they had the Trump tent out there.
Oh, yeah.
My wife got a t-shirt that says Adorable Deplorable.
Oh, isn't that great? What a beauty.
Real beauty. They had a lot of great stuff out there.
All kinds, man.
They had just tons of stuff. It was great.
And it was called the Trump tent.
Yeah, it was a Trump tent.
Straight up. All the Trump goods you want, man.
Yep.
That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Let me
Were there any protesters around the Trump tent?
No.
That's a lovely thing.
No, a lot of support.
Yeah, very much.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. It's Chris in Estero. No, I didn't go to Bike Night.
you know what? You would have had a good time.
You would have had a great time right up your alley.
Okay.
Let me ask you, you're the last person that's going to get an attempt at this song. Can you do it?
I can do it.
Go ahead.
It is. They had the album, right? It was Bad Company. The album's Bad Company, but it's Moving On.
You betcha. You got it. Nice job. What would you like? I got Hollow Scream. I got Pewter Mug.
I'm going to take the wife to Pewter Mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
You know, you'd be the last one to brag, but I know for a fact you have performed this song live doing backing vocals.
Yes, with Bad Company.
With Bad Company, yeah.
True. All right, this has been a little bit tougher than I thought. Got you stumped on one and had the audience stumped a little bit. Dave's coming up no sale every time.
I can't tell you how I missed 38 Special. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, let's try this one. Again, should be a piece of cake. It's in reverse. Tell me the artist and the song.
Dave's got it. He's not going to mess this up.
277-9600. Let me see if Dave knows what it is.
First off, the band.
All right, I want to know the song, too, because a lot of people can recognize the band,
Yoke,
and they don't know the song. Very good, Dave. You got it. First one.
Woo!
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Keith from Naples.
Hey, Keith, can you do it?
I think so. Is it Kiss? I Want to Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice job. Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. What would you like?
I'll go with the Hollow Scream, please.
You got it. Hold on. There's how you play the game. One more. This would be for $50 to the pewter mug. This is what we got left. $50 to the pewter mug. First person to correctly identify the artist and the song. This, I think, is the easiest out of them all. You get a prize. Say you won. $50 to the pewter mug. Go ahead. I like Dave writing down that he crosses out his last answer, well, so I won't be fooled by
yes,
it.
Yes, that's for your convenience.
All right, so there's the...
No.
The band? No?
That's incorrect.
What did you write down?
That sounded...
That's incorrect.
No.
No?
One more time, Dave, and for the audience, one more time.
All right.
Want to take another stab at it?
Nah,
okay, yep. Scrambled eggs.
Ching.
Egg yolk?
Yeah, well, egg yolk and white scrambled. Were you at bike night Saturday night?
Damn right.
You would have had a good time.
Right up your alley.
Tell me about it.
Here we go. Oh. Ahoy, who's this? Try this one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, can you do it?
Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster.
Yes, sir. Nice job. Got $50 to the pewter mug, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, hold on.
They were so great.
Yep.
Yep, almost got the tattoo.
Almost.
Instead, I got this.
You'd be much better off
no
if you'd gotten it.
When we come back, traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, email. And later on in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wayback Machine will tell you where we're going. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Howdy, Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on a Monday. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. I'll give you a little heads up on the emails so that you stay tuned in. Guardian didn't email today.
What?
You no email from him today. I don't know why. He liked clockwork.
Well, when's the last time you read one of his emails?
Friday.
Maybe he's pissed at you.
Well, you know what? I can't please anyone, so I got to please myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Still hung over from that garden party, aren't you?
Yep. Yep, Yoko brought a walrus.
Can't please everyone, so
you got to please yourself. That is just, you know what? That's a great song.
But it's all right.
Because Ricky Nelson in 1972, the 50s heartthrob, Ricky Nelson, went a little country.
He went to a garden party.
And he went and grew out his hair and had his country rock band.
And went by Rick.
Yep. And went to a rock and roll revival at Madison Square Garden in 1972. Chuck Berry was there. John Lennon was there. All of them were doing all of their old songs. And Rick Nelson came up and started doing all of his songs. But as he says in the song, I didn't look the same. And he had his country band.
The Stone Canyon Band.
Yep. And booed him. And hooted and hollered because he didn't go in full garb of what it was like doing the 50s stuff. So he wrote a song about it. Garden Party is Madison Square Garden.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's
all right now. Learned my lesson well.
You see, you
can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus. There was
magic in the air.
And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes.
Bob Dylan.
Wearing his disguise. But it's
all right now. Learned my lesson well.
You see, you
can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da,
la da da da.
And then he's going to talk about Chuck Berry was there.
Played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. One heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's
all right now. I learned my lesson well.
You see, you
can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
La da da,
la da da da,
da da da.
See, but Chuck Berry still looked the same.
Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell,
and looking like he should.
I wish you a lot of luck.
I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd
rather drive a truck.
But it's all right now.
It's a great story song.
Learn my lesson.
And it went number one for him.
You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
La da da da.
Yeah.
Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, I think we have reached critical level crazy now.
Oh, I know that.
We've got our monitor on. You see that headline?
Sanders accuses Warren of being a, what, a capitalist?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's, oh.
What?
Through her bones. I don't. You, this is the United States of America.
It was. They want to turn it into the USSA.
Yeah, it's true. A couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. got a crash, Gateway Boulevard and Daniels Parkway, and a crash, Fort Myers, 11,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, I'll tell you right now, he's got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A new survey has determined how much we'll put up with as far as customer service lines being put on hold. Mm-hmm. We have the numbers. And everybody has their limit.
Yup, they do.
Does anyone enjoy going to the Department of Motor Vehicles?
No.
Well, this should help. The Rhode Island DMV have asked the governor if they can start charging people simply for walking through the door.
Oh, my God. So you can't afford to walk through the door. There's no need to get your car registered because you can't afford that either.
Yep.
That's going to prompt people to drive unregistered vehicles. And then they can go and pop you that way and make more money.
Now you're catching on.
Yeah.
A woman lost her dog in 2007.
Yep.
Never thought she'd see it again, but continued to pay the monitoring fee on her lost dog's microchip for 12 years. Guess what?
Yeah, and then had it put down.
The humane thing to do.
Yeah, it was an old dog.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're going on vacation or something. Yeah. What a perfect time.
Yep. Yeah. You're going on vacation, and you got animals, dogs in the house. The correct thing to do, the humane thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go on vacation and hope somebody checks on your animal. Maybe leave them enough food for... Do the humane thing. Put them down.
Yeah. Could be a hurricane evacuation. Yep. Could be holidays coming
up. You don't want
up.
That dog suffering through the wind and the lightning and the all that. Put the dog down.
Yep. And then you've got the excitement of acquiring new pets.
Yep. Then you get a new puppy.
Yeah. Instead of old farty.
Yep. We're joking, okay? We're joking.
People don't understand joking
they
anymore.
They don't.
It's like that Trump video.
Yeah.
It's got everybody all up in arms. Half the country thinks it's gut-bustingly hilarious. Yeah. The other half are in tears.
Yeah, maybe Hollywood shouldn't put out a movie like Kingsman that everybody went to and it was number one, because it's the same damn scene.
And finally, a 20-year-old was busted for using a McLovin ID to drink at the bar.
Right on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, do I have my laughter in there? Oh, I don't think I do. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, Dave's here. He can help me out.
Yeah, Dave will fill in. You know what? I'm not going to do anything. We're going to have Dave...
Just help me out, bro.
...do live reaction and his recorded reaction, because that's fun, too, because he talks to himself.
Well, give me some good fake laughs today.
All right.
4 o'clock Fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
And Dave, just so you understand, I need fake laughter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you think it's funny.
Oh, I got you.
All right.
And to help you along, we'll have some recorded Dave
whatever
stuff, too,
like
so you
to
can
do.
Giggle at that.
See? Oh, that guy's funny.
Not really.
Shut up.
Today is supposed to be Columbus Day.
Yes.
But it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
interesting facts about Native Americans.
Top interesting facts about Native Americans.
The word barbecue is from an Arawak word meaning meat being burned by drunk uncles.
Love it.
I'd like to hear a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, I like to hear a little sun.
Hey, okay. Right on.
Many states are named from Native American words. For instance, Arkansas derives from a Native American word that means married to your sister.
Oh, Stan. Love it.
Like you mean it, Dave.
The Nez Perce tribe helped Lewis and Clark explore the Pacific Northwest by showing them where to find coffee, flannel shirts, and grunge bands.
Wrap it up.
Now, I like your level of enthusiasm, but I need the register to go up higher, yeah. Not lower.
Louder?
No, not louder. Higher up the register.
Yeah.
There you go. Right? Yes,
there we go. Atta boy. Atta stooge.
That's a coach for you.
They're the ultimate. They look forward to Columbus Day as much as you do when your wife hosts book club day.
That's still evil. It's still evil.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, you need a little more of a titter in there, not a full-on guffaw.
Yeah, almost like an amused, obnoxious laugh.
Real high pitch, though.
Dude.
High pitch. Like, yes, go Bee Gees. Like that.
People are starting to look through the window.
Don't worry about them.
That means it's working.
Yep.
I think we're losing our minds in here.
They're offended by the Redskins' name, but more offended by the Dolphins' play.
Laugh it up.
What is it, freaking Halloween with you?
You don't get it. Go falsetto, man.
Give me another one.
They make up 2% of the United States population, but 17% of the village people.
Oh, yep, got him. Wait, what's the Wicked Witch of the North coming after us?
No, I'm trying to let my lungs get some air, bruh.
All right, try it one more time.
God awful. Damn it.
God, it's just raining crap.
Yeah.
It literally is. Yeah. It's just raining crap.
It's been raining crap on me outside all day.
And
it's
finally, the very top interesting fact about Native Americans.
Yes.
They revere their famous tribal leaders, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, and Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. That didn't work. I didn't buy it.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry about that.
I'm so sorry, man.
Elvis,
email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Our friend Meg.
How's she doing?
Well, let's find out. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Ellen DeGeneres is as authentic as Kamala Harris and her campaign slogan. She belongs to a political party that promises infanticide, inciting violence against Trump supporters, but yet they allege to be the party of acceptance and tolerance. Here's something the media will not touch. Candace Owens was supposed to go on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Ellen's crew bullied Candace Owens and called her names. Ellen is also in the Epstein Black Book, if you didn't know that. Funny, where's the media on that? I'm happy she's friends with President George W. Bush,
But I don't go on TV about accepting people's politics when she can't even practice what she preaches. Love the show, guys. Keep up the good work. Signed, Meg.
Well, I see Meg has learned what we learned a long time ago. Acceptance is about us accepting them,
yep,
not vice versa.
Correct. And that's something that liberals didn't stand on in, say, the 1960s. Oh, this is our buddy Hendrix. I guess he's got something to say here today. He's our 17-year-old high school listener. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I got tricked by my own family. What I thought was going to be a great vacation to Bonita Springs turned out to be a big disappointment as they brought me to a big, boring statewide conference as they named it a convention. I was bamboozled and had nothing to do the rest of the weekend. Thanks to them, I missed out on a big weekend with the concert at the Buddha, Cape Bike Night, and Taco Fest. All I did was just watch TV and pretend to be sad with my girlfriend when she called because she misses me. At least I did until a wedding took place at a garden nearby and reminded me of her and the future. Anyway, anyway, it's great to be home, and since my girlfriend is hanging out with me and we're listening to the show, I like to give a shout out to Lauren. Even though I love Dave's shenanigans, Rob's immature jokes, and all of the above that I listen to at the station, I will always love you and will always be your rock guy.
Right on.
That, of course, makes perfect sense to me. Stay classy, gentlemen. Your pal Hendrix. All right, we're going to take a break.
Way to go, Hendrix.
Yep.
Be careful, though, bud.
Yeah, be very careful. Tread lightly. Wayback Machine is next. We'll tell you where we're going. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock, everything that rocks. Join us for the 8th Annual Brew Ha Ha Craft Beer Festival to benefit Ronald McDonald House. Saturday, October 19th from 5 to 8 at Mercado in Naples. Check out the food tents, a beer gear costume contest, plus the famous Stein holding competition. While you enjoy unlimited sampling of craft brews, many from right here in Florida. Brew Ha Ha. It's actually no. Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I really love that new Who song. It sounds like old Who. And, I guess it won the cockfight a bunch of nights, and Matt Mangus put it on, and it's really good. I enjoy that song a lot. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, and then we'll go into the Wayback Machine, find out where we're going, what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're going to go right smack dab in the middle. We'll start with number 20 and go all the way up to 16. Let's find out where we're going. Traffic this half hour is brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. More info to go smash things up. Go to amrageroom.com. Cape Coral crash, Cape Coral Parkway at Santa Barbara Boulevard. It's right around the corner from Dave.
Right down the street.
Yeah,
right around the corner.
Fort Myers Beach crash, Estero Boulevard and Old San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Yeah, we're going to go in the middle of the pack this week. Let's see.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977. Loved 1977.
Oh, these are good ones.
Not so long ago.
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 20.
Peter Frampton. From the I'm In You album, doing the old Stevie Wonder cover.
Yeah. This album came out right around the same time as Star Wars.
Yep. Just did his final concert this weekend. That's it for him. Because of his condition.
Wow.
This was his follow-up album to the I'm In You or the Frampton Comes Alive.
Yep.
And it was a big million seller.
But nobody was happy with it.
Nope. Talking about earlier with Marvin, Cardi B and Lizzy, all these. This was top 40 when Haney and I were growing up.
Well, if the music business then was like it is now, there's a good chance none of this would have happened.
None of it. About Heaven on Seven, baby.
Sounds like you, Dave. Woo, 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 woo. That's all there is to the
maybe
song.
We can throw, maybe we can throw a few Dave woos in there.
Just as we had started to climb together. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, look, maybe I can see you tonight. And she said,
never.
Somehow we got stuck in that elevator. Whoa. Heaven on the seventh floor. Heaven on the seventh floor. I wanna tell you, well, I've never been so high before. So don't you rescue me. Never set me free. Girl, oh, I said, oh yeah. Looks like we could be here all night together. Woo-hoo. Was it fun? She said. You'd better have us out in 5 minutes' time. Whatever. Please could you make it ten? To the operator. I'm having so much fun in this elevator.
Heaven on the seventh floor.
Woo! Heaven on the there seventh floor. There we go.
Well, I've never been so high before. So don't you rescue me. Never set me free. I'm in heaven.
Suddenly likes this song because his woos are in it. That's the sound of the police right there.
great Paul Nicklaus.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
E-L-O. Hello. This is he. Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Been a while.
Hello.
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
If you pick up that telephone.
Yeah.
Hey. How you feeling?
I'm all right.
Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did? Not a dream. I just can't believe them all faded out of view. And I wonder why the little things are finally coming true.
How are you?
Okay, so nobody's answering.
Okay. So no one's answering. Can't you just let it ring a
Dave's
little
been
longer,
there.
Yeah. Longer, longer?
Always go 12 rings.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. And I wonder why the little things are finally coming true. Oh, telephone line, give me some time. I'm living in twilight. Oh, telephone line, give me some time. I'm living in twilight.
Oh, that's ELO on the party line.
Give me some
number 18.
Time.
I loved this song when I was a kid. Number 17.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Emotions.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
Woo!
Never, never will I feel discouraged, 'cause I love no mystery. There must
16, last one we're going to take a look at.
The performance, the lyrics,
yeah.
Great song.
By the blind master, Ronnie Millsap.
I don't think he goes by that.
Oh, sorry. Blind as a bat, Ronnie Millsap. One of the greatest of all time.
You're not kidding. Lyrics that'll make you cry.
Control yourself, Dave.
Once in every life, someone comes along, and you came to me. It was almost like a song. Right where you belong.
Like you were made to be there.
And we were so in love.
It was almost like
it
a song.
Was almost
not
like
quite,
song.
But almost.
January through December.
That's 12 months.
We had such a perfect year.
Something else,
now
right, Dave?
My broken heart.
Yep.
Another broken heart. She's left a million of them.
Cries for you each night. And it's almost like a song.
And she could have been ugly. He wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But it's much great too point. Sad to write.
But there's some guys out there that'll do anything.
Yeah.
True.
Right, Dave?
Damn right. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I have to leave you. I want a sighted partner.
Yeah. That was a great 12 months, but...
It's become clear you're blind.
Yeah. Never once answered me, does this dress make me look fat?
I don't know.
Now my
couldn't tell you. On this show, I might add.
Love him.
But it's much too sad to write.
What a close on this.
Yeah.
It's too sad to write.
We're going to hit that note.
Ah. What a talent.
Yep.
And again, guests on this show.
Yep.
Nobody cares but
Nobody
us.
Nobody cares but us.
But we care.
The number one song in the land, Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life.
Oh, man. These are songs that people don't like today.
Nope. Mark Haney in the news is next.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on a Monday. Get this day over with. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll check traffic. 6 o'clock. It'll be Rob Show taking things over. Going into your Monday night. Where you can look forward to Tuesday. Yeah. Dave, when you've been in radio a little bit.
Yeah, what's going on?
You can see over on the board that when sit down out of the blue, I don't have your microphone on.
I wasn't.
I don't understand this.
I wasn't looking over there at you.
By the way, I just want to let everybody know that Stan and Haney have their own Instagram page now.
Woo!
And watch this. This is the second time I've talked about it. Of course, the digital program director, Mavis, came in. Is that it? Melvin? Marvin? What is his name?
Marvin.
Yeah. Marvin. And talked about it. But we have one, and we need you to follow us. I'm beginning now to post pictures. I got the pictures up there now of us with Godsmack. I've got the hammerhead shark I caught, wedding picture, and then some stupid picture of Dave smoking in a pink shirt.
What?
That's what we got up there now.
Isn't that him with the mummified bullfrog?
No.
No?
No.
I thought that was going to be the first one.
We got this one here. What is that?
Yeah, it's the bullfrog on my hat, bro.
He's on your hat?
Look at the bill.
That's stupid.
Damn right it is.
We have 200. I mentioned it one time. We got 264 followers. You can find us Stan and Haney 96K, and at the end of the newscast, Rob is going to update us on how many people we got. What?
Well, I've worked here for 9 months, and I've never had more people find my Instagram page. I don't know how they're finding it from yours, but they are, so thank you, because I've gotten like another 20 likes
on
Instagram.
You betcha. Now,
Stan and Haney effect.
Yeah, oh, it is a big effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge effect. Just ask Dave and Chuck the Freak. We have 264. Start following us, because I want to... prove that a little Marvin wrong. That we can, you know what? I want 1,000 by the end of the week. We have 264 now. I need you to update us on that too, Rob. Keep us posted on how Stan and Haney 96K. That's where you'll find it, and start following it. And I'll try daily to put up some new pictures. Well, they won't be new necessarily, but...
And you did say new, not nude.
Not nude.
That wouldn't be cool, man.
That wouldn't be cool. Because
it sounded for a second like, yeah, I'll be putting up some nude pictures.
New. Yeah. Don't worry, because Dave's got a bundle that he keeps asking me to post up there of himself. I keep telling him, people don't want to see it, Dave. People don't want to see it.
Well, he believes that he's handsome.
He believes that.
I know it.
Yeah, when are you going to give my wife the $28?
Don't worry, I'm working.
Where's my pink shirt?
And where's his pink shirt?
All right, dude. I'll go do what I gotta do.
I'll do
all right.
Damn right.
You know?
Stan and Haney 96K on Instagram. I don't understand it, but let's get them following. Let's get you updated on traffic too. All right, what do we have? We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Bayshore Road and Glick Drive. Fort Myers, crash. Daniels Parkway and State Road 82. Nothing surprising there. And then traffic control. Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard, and Evans Avenue. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd. Diamond District starts right now.
This is World News Tonight with Max
Robinson in Chicago. Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight. Barbara Walter, special reports. Tonight, a comment from Howard
We're almost
King
halfway Smith, through the month.
And from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Time flies.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, October 14th.
Double M X I X.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney.
Look, that went off so smooth today. So smooth
for a change.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay. All right.
Does anybody know here locally? Does Jeopardy come on before Wheel of Fortune or vice versa?
Dave, you know that.
Wheel of Fortune first, then Jeopardy.
Is it?
You sure?
I thought it was
Jeopardy's at
7:30. Thought it was Jeopardy first, Wheel of Fortune second.
No, I think Wheel of Fortune you is 7, Jeopardy at 7:30.
Isn't that the opposite of what you just said?
No.
It is?
No, it's not.
Oh, we're up to 305.
In around two-thirds of the United States, Jeopardy airs before Wheel of Fortune.
I think Jeopardy's first.
In the other third of the country, Wheel comes on first.
Huh? Yeah, there you go, Dave. Look it up. I'll give you a little project. Maybe get off that duff.
What does Stan sound like to you?
Nothing but scrambled eggs in that head.
Yolk.
A little runny yolk in it.
We all know Barbie.
Yes.
Your Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
How many different jobs has Barbie had over the years?
Tell you one thing, she doesn't have homemaker.
You're right.
Am I? I don't think they'd ever have Barbie just be a housewife.
Barbie has had more than 200 different jobs, including astronaut, doctor, rapper, and Canadian Mountie.
Oh, please.
Let me tell you something. Nobody looks like Barbie is doing any of those things.
She's the one that's tied to the railroad tracks, and the Mountie's got to save her.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Stan, I know that you have had epic battles. Some of them aired on this radio station of you on hold with customer service.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know, your call is important
to
us. Well, a new survey has learned some things about customer service. They found what?
Yes, it's coming in like mad on the phones, on the text.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune's first, Jeopardy's second.
That's what I said, man.
You didn't say that.
Roll tape.
No, you know what? We ain't got time for your little games.
So the survey found the average person.
Here's what you can roll. Some roll-on deodorant. Why don't you go clean yourself up?
I'm clean.
Stan, I don't know what you're talking about. He bathes in Axe body spray.
Yeah, bro.
And sometimes Obsession by Calvin Klein. Yeah. Yo, that's the bomb, dude.
Damn right.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Try some out, bitch.
Yeah, man. Didn't Skinny Pete give you some of that?
Hell yeah. Had to cover up my stank.
You got to watch El Camino.
Man, it's so good.
I will. I'll watch it tonight, maybe.
And if you watch it tonight, make sure you think of me when they start playing England Dan and John Ford Coley. And I'd really love to see you tonight.
Certainly can't text you about it because you won't reply to me.
No, I won't. But I will tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Soon as we're on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the new survey found that the average person starts getting annoyed at around the 3.5 minute mark.
Oh, that's early for me. 3.5. If I had your wait times 3 minutes, no, I'm staying there. I've been on where it's like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh.
They start getting annoyed at around 3.5 minutes. Then they get gradually angrier and angrier for another 8 minutes or so before finally giving up altogether at 10 minutes, 54 seconds.
Oh, weak sauce.
We interact with some sort of customer service 125 times a year. Roughly once every 3 days we get the pleasure.
Oh, yes.
The average person has a 3-strikes-and-you're-out rule with corporations. If they disappoint us 3 times, yeah, we will cease to deal with them.
Yeah, you don't have any problems with that, Dave, do you?
No.
The average American has 4 companies that they have blacklisted and will not, under any circumststances, do business with.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, younger people are more likely to blacklist companies than older people are.
Well, because they want that instant satisfaction.
2/3 of us have used the phrase, the customer is always right, at least once. The most common ways to hit back after bad customer service,
yeah,
complaining directly to the company, going after them online, you know, posting a bad review,
yeah,
and finally calling them out on social media.
So D-Train used to do that.
He would get instant satisfaction.
Immediate response.
He goes on Twitter, boom.
Yep.
They take care of it. He could sit on the phone for a half an hour and nothing happened. But you get on Twitter.
Yeah, right off the bat there. Because they got somebody that works for him that does nothing but Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like us and Marvin here.
Mm-hmm.
He does nothing but do social media.
Well.
What?
I wouldn't count on getting satisfaction from Marvin.
No. No.
We go right under the bus there.
Fast. Fast.
I think I'm safe in saying that nobody looks forward to going to the DMV.
Nope.
How would you feel if they started charging a cover charge? The Rhode Island DMV has pitched a plan to the governor in its latest budget request. Their idea? They charge you a $15 non-refundable fee simply for walking through their front door.
No. You're going to get a lot of people that can't afford to do that and won't get their cars registered, won't get their tags. Then they're hauled off the street and there's more money coming in. Yep. Well, it's the Northeast.
They want to add the fee on for anyone who shows up to do something they could have done in the mail or online, like license or registration, yep, renewal.
Welcome to Libville.
They say, oh, there'll be no charge for services that do require you to be there in person.
Oh, that's good.
But most of all, they're estimating it would bring in about $1 million in new revenue per year.
From people that don't have it.
There's no word on whether or not the governor is going to approve the plan, or if other state DMVs have heard about this and thought, man, we got to get in on this scam too, brah.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'll bet whoever said, all you need is love, but a little jewelry never hurt anybody, might know Jason and Todd at the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Jason and Todd offer more than just a little bit of jewelry at the Diamond District. They have the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds in Southwest Florida, and they are one of the number one forever marked diamond dealers in North America. From now to the end of October, Jason and Todd are offering you 27% off diamond stud earrings and stunning fashionable diamond earrings. Elegant inside out diamond hoops,
27% off. Sweet diamond dangles, 27% off. All diamond stud earrings, 27% off. The Diamond District has nearly 1,000 pair of diamond earrings to choose from. Visit Jason and Todd today and see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a Florida woman named Catherine Strang lost her 2-year-old dog, Duchess.
Aww, aww.
Back in 2007, when her 12-year-old son left a door open, she never let him forget it.
Yep.
And they never saw Duchess again.
Aww.
The dog did have a microchip, though. And even after a decade, Catherine continued paying the $15 annual fee to keep it activated.
Aww.
She said paying the fee every year meant she didn't give up hope. And that alone was
right.
worth $15 a year.
I always hope that somewhere out there would be scruffy.
Suddenly, last week, the dog resurfaced in effing Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
More than 1,000 miles from where Duchess went missing. Someone found her hiding under a shed outside in the cold.
Aww. Aww.
They did the right thing and brought the elderly dog to a shelter to be put down. And one of the workers there gave her a final scan on the old microchip. And in a totally irrational move, Catherine spent 2 days driving from Florida to Pittsburgh last week.
Jeez.
To pick up Duchess more than 12 years after she went missing. Meaning, round trip, Florida to Pittsburgh
yep.
for an effing 14-year-old dog.
Look at it.
Who doesn't know who Catherine
has
is.
Has no memories of it. I think the dog's blind.
Lame.
Yeah. Poor baby.
Did she draw eyebrows on that dog?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? She drew eyebrows on her dog.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Dog doesn't want that.
What's the dog's name? Petey?
Hmm. Well, she called it Duchess. Probably goes by Petey.
It has
now.
A different name. I guarantee you, gone for 12 years somewhere else, the dog has a different name. It doesn't know that woman at all.
No. And the dog sensed it when it was sent to the pound. And the dog believed the sweet release of death was only moments away. And she stole that from that poor animal.
Yep.
Dog's like, it's been a hard life.
Yeah, really hard. 12 years on the road.
But finally, the suffering is almost over. I can hear them.
Yeah.
Yep. Another one just went down. I heard that yip.
Aww.
Should be my turn any time now.
Well, they know.
Oh, my God, who's this lady? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no.
Oh, you're back home. Now I can paint eyebrows on you.
She's putting me in an effing car.
Yeah.
Where's she taking me? Maybe to a different slaughterhouse if I'm lucky. Florida? Are you effing kidding me?
Florida,
you're
going to
make
Florida.
Me sit in a car and you're going to drive me back there. Stan, are there any qualifications involved if you were to try and seek employment as teaching an ethics class?
I would assume
college level.
I would assume you need some qualifications. Yes.
Hmm.
Maybe a teaching certificate to begin with, and maybe a master's.
Well, I'd like to know what those qualifications are, but we don't have time for that now. A man by the name of Michael Montalto was a lecturer at a college in Melbourne, Australia, back in 2014. He was 24 at the time and teaching college-level ethics.
Well, he probably had a professor he was an assistant to and gave him the old thumbs up.
Apparently, he attempted to recruit several students for threesomes.
Jeez.
Exposed himself at another student.
Nobody wants to see that.
And threatened to fail a female student if she didn't make him happy.
Right.
Again, he was teaching what's called an ethics class. Well, here's how they handle it in Australia. Some sort of tribunal board found him guilty.
Yep.
But they can't tell him what his punishment is until December, because that's the way they do
things. That's the way it is. It's a different world down there. Did you see the story?
Of locally? A man named Brady?
No. About the woman. About
a man named Jed?
No. Woman from Fort Myers. Her and her husband flew to Key West. They had a rental plane, like a little Cessna.
Yes.
And she was outside the down in Key West moving the blocks from the plane.
Being very helpful.
And the propeller cut her arm off. Yeah, she's from Fort Myers.
Oh, jeez.
And they were like posting on social media, you know, that she was lucky. She's going to survive and cut her arm right off in the propeller.
You know
how they, little small planes, they got those blocks. They got to move them out of the way. She's on, zoom, right off. They cut the arm off.
Did you see the one about young guy was flying with his wife and two young kids? And I guess he just loves flying, has a YouTube channel, and is always posting stuff of him flying.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the whole family in his little Piper and realizes he has lost all control over the throttle. It's running wide open. He can't do a damn thing about it. And he shows the whole thing on the video where it's... It's cramped quarters. His wife and two little kids holding on to their Pikachu. And he cannot control the airplane. It is stuck, full throttle open. So he's talking to controllers. He gets on the phone with his mechanic. And it's determined that based on how the airplane is acting, that the actual physical cable snapped. No, there's nothing you can do about it. Because the way the airplane's designed, if that cable snaps, it's designed to go to the full throttle position to keep you in the air.
What do you have to do? Wait till it ran out of gas?
He circled, he had taken off, I think, from Atlanta, and ended up circling an airport in Mississippi, and he had plenty of gas and everything, and so they were able to clear out the airspace, clear all the runways, and they had a 10,000-foot runway available
for
him.
Had him stall it.
And they said the only way that you're going to bring that plane down is you're going to have to kill the engine altogether.
Yep. And glide it in. Yeah, I'm looking at him right there.
And it was perfect.
Yeah, well, the good pilot. And you got one that moves the blocks and whoops-a-daisy. Jeez.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 20-year-old gent by the name of Daniel Burleson was at a bar in Iowa City, Iowa on Friday when, wouldn't you know it, the police showed up and did a full sweep to check IDs. when Daniel gave them his real ID that showed him to be 20, they also spotted another ID in his wallet. The ID that he'd used to get into the bar. And it wasn't just any fake ID. It was a state driver's license issued by the state of Hawaii with the name McLovin, with a picture of McLovin on it.
Right on.
If you're unaware, that is from the movie Superbad.
Yep.
Where one of the characters did exactly what this guy is doing. When they asked Daniel about this, he said, oh, well, I just ordered it off Amazon. Actually using the McLovin ID.
Right on.
He's charged with a bunch of stuff. But he's 20. Come on.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Oh, man.
We'd already been legal for a couple of years.
Yeah, 18.
And that's the news for today, Monday,
October
14th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Rip the knob off.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
Yeah, it's Rocktober.
October.
We're going to take a break.
There he is.
Yeah, there we go.
Little monkey.
Right there.
Telling it.
Right there.
Like it.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96
K-Rock. I don't get those sounds. I don't. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Rob's show up at 6 o'clock. Just want to let you know, Instagram update, we're up to 320 followers. Stan and Haney 96K, and follow us on Instagram so we can get the people in the digital department off our ass. Okay? That's all I ask. Get them off our ass. And I'll try to post pictures up there. Nude pictures.
What?
New. Nude. I think a lot of people think I said nude. I said nude pictures.
New.
Yep. You heard me. Let's get you.
Not cool, man.
Hey, what are you? Open your ears. I said new pictures.
Oh, okay.
All right. So plenty of nude all pictures right. Coming.
Beautiful.
One thing on the board, and it is a hit and run. Oh, that's right. Season's coming. They'll be back on the board a lot. Hit and run. Bonita Springs, South Tamiami Trail, and Bonita Beach Road, Southwest. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm looking forward to having sex again, but sober sex is going to be weird because I'm going to be conscious for when you guys... that's always frightening. Do you guys know that you turn into demons when you... Are you aware of that? Is that a thing that you are conscious of? It scared me the first time it happened a lot. I did not see it. Because you're so sweet to us up until that moment. It's just like, oh, baby. And then it's just like... Whoa! And I'm like, whoa! Where's Scott? What did you do with Scott? It's horrifying. It's so scary. And then you collapse on us. And it gets really quiet. And I'm like, the beast is dead. I killed him. But then you reanimate back into your old cell. And you're like, hey, babe. I'm like, I've seen the real you. Get off. So scary. But it's what you do. And it's weird when you think about it. Because all of us, we're all here right now. Like, living right now because some dude once went like, bah! Isn't that weird? Have you ever thought about that? All of us. Because some dude, I know. And by some dude, I mean your father.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. Oh, do I have my laughter in there? I don't think I do. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, Dave's here. He can help me out.
Yeah, Dave will fill in. You know what? I'm not going to do anything. We're going to have Dave.
Just help me out, bro.
Do live reaction and his recorded reaction, because that's fun, too, because he talks to himself.
Well, give me some good fake laughs today.
Man. All right.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
And right, Dave, just so you understand, I need fake laughter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you think it's funny.
Oh, I got you.
All right.
And to help you along, we'll have some recorded Dave
whatever
stuff, too,
like
so you
to
can
do.
Giggle at that.
Oh, that guy's funny.
Not really.
Shut up.
Today is supposed to be Columbus Day.
Yes.
But it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
interesting facts about Native Americans.
Top interesting facts about Native Americans.
The word barbecue is from an Arawak word meaning meat being burned by drunk uncles.
Love it.
I'd like to hear a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, I like to hear a little something.
Hey, okay. Right on.
Many states are named from Native American words. For instance, Arkansas derives from a Native American word that means married to your sister.
Yeah. Oh, Stan. Love it.
Like you mean it, Dave.
The Nez Perce tribe helped Lewis and Clark explore the Pacific Northwest by showing them where to find coffee, flannel shirts, and grunge bands.
Laugh it up.
Now, I like your level of enthusiasm, but I need the register to go up higher, yeah. Not lower.
Louder?
No, not louder. Higher up the register.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. Yes.
There we go. Atta boy. Atta stooge.
That's a coach for you.
They're the ultimate hipsters because they went to the Grand Canyon before it got all touristy.
Laugh it up.
Hey.
Damn right.
You're not cheering. You're supposed to be laughing.
Precisely.
Well, I'm laughing at myself,
precisely.
Too. Damn right, Woo.
Woo!
Woo!
So act like it's the funniest thing you've
I'm
ever
trying.
Heard. I know I'm not helping.
How can't we get it through your thick skull?
Woo!
Yeah.
They're in a battle with gay men over who gets to wear the turquoise jewelry. You sound almost angry.
Yeah, that's an angry laugh.
Was it?
It's not like you. Play another one.
Yeah.
Pretend like you're Marvin laughing.
I spent a lot of time on my knees. And my elbows.
They look forward to Columbus Day as much as you do when your wife hosts book club day.
That's still evil. It's still
is
evil.
It?
Yeah.
You know, you need a little more of a titter in
yes.
there, not a full-on guffaw.
Yeah, almost like an amused, obnoxious laugh.
Real high-pitched, though.
That's, dude.
High-pitched. Like, yes, go Bee Gees. Like that.
People are starting to look through the window.
Don't worry about them.
That means it's working.
Yeah.
I think we're losing our minds in here.
They're offended by the Redskins' name, but more offended by the Dolphins' play.
Laugh it up.
What is it, freaking Halloween with you?
You don't get it. Go
yeah,
falsetto,
do.
Man.
Give me another one.
They make up 2% of the United States population, but 17% of the village people.
Yep, got him. Wait, what's the Wicked Witch of the North coming after us?
No, I'm trying to let my lungs get some air, bruh.
All right, try it one more time.
God awful. Damn it.
God, it's just raining crap.
Yeah.
It literally is. Yeah. It's just raining crap.
It's been raining crap on me outside all day.
And
it's
finally, the very crap. Top interesting fact about Native Americans.
Yes.
They revere their famous tribal leaders, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, and Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. That didn't work. I didn't buy it.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry about that.
Let bro, I'm so sorry, man.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.